go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm excited for this episode. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about playing small, what that means to be leaving things on the table. This can be in business, this can be in life, this can be in a number of different things. So let's just get into it. So when I talk about playing too small, really talk about, you know, avoiding risks, not going all in. Just being somewhat, you know, complacent with how hard you're trying to get to something. For me, I try to, whatever I do, do 110% and run into things as opposed to, you know, dipping a toe in the water. You know, some common fears that probably come to mind, you know, you might fail. Well, what if I take too big of a risk? What if I fail? Well, we're all going to fail, and we either win or we learn. And if we fail, we want to try to fail forward and definitely learn something from it and do it better the next time. You probably also hear what we refer to as either imposter syndrome or just a simply feeling of not good enough, you know, saying, hey, you know what, this isn't for me, this isn't me, I can't do this, other people can. Whether it's starting a business for your first time, whether it's going for a new job, whether it's learning a new language, developing a new skill, whatever it is. You can achieve anything you want to, and you are good enough. Number three that comes to mind would probably be that, you know, you don't know how to make it happen. You don't know what you don't know. That's an interesting place to be, and I find myself there often. The way you get around that one is really just to surround yourself with people that do. We all have different skill sets. We all have different knowledge bases. You know, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. So there's always someone around. It's really important to choose how you spend your time and choose who you spend your time with. You know, the last one that I probably have happened to me a number of times would be just, you know, hey, the question of like, what happens if I succeed? You know, what does that look like? You know, would I be able to handle it? What if things go really, really well? Can I scale? Or if I apply for a job, if I get a job, well, what happens? Can I do the job? Do I have the necessary skills? So those things being said, the skills that you have and that you've acquired over the years are unique to you. What you're doing is you're really looking to build a legacy. You know, I have the belief that, you know, we're all here for a specific purpose. We all have things to do, and how we choose to spend our time and the decisions we make will determine whether or not those things get completed. And if we don't do them, There's likely no one else that's going to do it exactly like we did. And then just humanity or people and, you know, everybody is just out if we don't do what we're here to do. When you're thinking big, it's really important to not get stuck on the small decisions, not get stuck on the things that really don't matter. You know, a good litmus test is saying, hey, would this matter in 5 years? Would this matter in 20 years? Would this matter in 100 years? Asking yourself those questions, if you can't answer yes to at least one of those, then it's probably not something you should even be wasting your time on. It's definitely important to think bigger than yourself. We all can do amazing things. Our limits are often self-imposed. They're not limits that are put on us. You know, we have the ability to live up to our potential and to make all of our dreams happen. It's just a matter of, are we willing to work for them? Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to give part of ourselves to attain these things? That leads to a little deeper question of, you know, purpose. You know, you get into thinking, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Is it what I'm doing now? And sometimes the hard part to stomach sometimes can be, there are things you should be doing right now, and there are things that will build up to the thing that you're supposed to be doing. You know, sometimes there's a lot of preparation necessary and a lot of skills to be learned and a lot of mistakes to be made where you can't necessarily go and run the biggest race and expect to win. You have to start out with some smaller races first and learn the things you don't know. The one thing I can tell you that I have come to learn is that for me, starting to think back on, you know, how I've spent my time up to this point, and, you know, we never know how much time we have left. So, you know, tomorrow's not promised. But am I aligning my passion and my purpose? So those two things, when you align your passion of things that you love to do, and you align your purpose of why you believe you're here, you're basically going to pour jet fuel on everything. You know, none of us have magical superpowers and can just, you know, make a wish or cast a spell and have everything fall into place. It's just a matter of putting in the hard work and also getting uncomfortable. Or like I always like to say is, I love to teach myself to get uncomfortable, but be comfortable being uncomfortable. Or to say it a little more clearly is, I want to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Once you get used to pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, there's just nothing that you can't achieve. So when we talk about, you know, the fears that are surround causing us to play small, I mean, you know, obviously fear of the unknown, fear that things won't go well, fear that I'll fail, fear of judgment, fear of looking stupid, fear of looking like a fake or a fraud, fear of instability, and in the end, fear of success. Remember, fear is a lie. Fear does not exist. Fear is simply us trying to talk ourselves out of things. Simply us worrying about things that may or may not happen. If you worry about something and it happens, you worried for nothing. If you worry about something and it doesn't happen, didn't happen. You worried for nothing. So I would encourage you to stretch yourself. Get uncomfortable. Try to really get in touch with what you believe you're here for. Think about what you want to leave as a legacy. What you want to leave behind. How you want to be remembered. You know, what will be said of you? You're here for a specific purpose, for a specific reason. And there's something huge for you to do. So I would encourage you to stop playing small. I also have to remind myself of that often. Even in new business ventures or rebrandings. We're in the middle now of going through a rebranding and a relaunch of our custom rifle and pistol manufacturing company. Basically specializes in everything AR-15 and AR-10 built anyway. So we rebranded it. I believe I've talked about this in a previous podcast of it's going to be called Valhalla Research. We wanted to get away from the norm, get away from, you know, such and such customs, get away from our Sheepdog brand so that it would have be its own independent thing. And then we wanted it to be able to grow and scale. And to do that, we needed to create a new identity for it. And to do that, we're going to do a new launch for it and to get it in the marketplace and to get some traction. Well, when going through this and starting doing math of, you know, what money we'll need to spend on this and what money we'll need to spend on that, it gets to be a scary big number very fast. Even though I've launched numerous companies and I've got this pretty much down to a, I won't say a science, but I know what to do. I know what not to do. I know how to focus on my customer. I know how to build customer service. There's a lot of things I know how to do, but I still have fears of failure. Still have fears of, am I missing something? You know, and the more you get along, even though the more experience you get, you still have those fears. They don't go away. But what you have to do is overcome them, and you have to just be that much more technical about how you execute things. So in this launch that we have coming up, it's actually going to be right around the first week in June. We're thinking small in the beginning. Started thinking about, hey, how can we shoestring this? You know, how can we eliminate our risk? How can we, or at least minimize, you never really eliminate risk, but how can I minimize my risk? What are the things I can do to try to be careful? And then I really reflected on it and said, well, if we're going to do this, we really just need to go all in. We need to do it right. We need to not play safe. We need to not play small. And we need to launch this thing like we should. And re-looking at everything, and now we'll actually be at an event as an elite sponsor called Million Dollar Mastermind. It's an event by Apex and put on by Ryan Stuman. It's going to be 3 days in Frisco, Texas, and it's going to be amazing. So we signed up for the top level elite sponsorship. We're going to be there with a whole team. We have some really cool videos being produced. We have brought in some great talent to help with our website. A lot of things that we would normally have just tried to do in-house and tried to do, honestly, a lot cheaper. We're investing in to do absolutely right the first time and to try to get as much traction on this launch as you can. So I just wanted you to know, with that example, playing small is something that creeps into me often also. It's not just everybody else. It happens to everybody. But the thing is once you go big and then once you execute and it turns out the way you planned it to, each additional time you do that on things, it becomes more and more comfortable. So the fear gets a little bit of less and the certainty gets a little bit more and things just go that much more smoothly. And you don't waste the energy on worrying about things that either don't matter or won't happen or that you can't control. So I would encourage you to take some time and give some thoughts and, hey, what's my purpose? Why am I here? What's my passion? What do I love doing? What do I want to leave for a legacy? And how can I play bigger in all areas of my life? How can I stop playing small? And how can I just embrace everything that I am and give it to the world the best I can? Thanks for listening. If you think anybody needs to hear this message, please send them a link to the podcast, tag them, send them a carrier pigeon note, whatever you need to do. Let them know about this. And until next week, have a great week. This is Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.